This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Nearly a century on from its creation, Route 66 is one of the most famous roadways in the United States. Rose Gerrells, a guide at the Route 66 Association Hall of Fame and Museum, says the appeal of driving Route 66 today is being able to have the feeling of stepping back in time with all the old signs, diners, soda fountains, and gas stations along the route. Though there are now faster and more modern highways for vehicle travel from Chicago to Los Angeles, Route 66 remains a quintessentially American road trip, and the route got a 21st century upgrade for its 100th anniversary this year. A network of electric vehicle charging stations were installed along the 2,400-mile route, so electric vehicle owners can drive the entire Route 66 in an EV. A recent journey on Route 66 in an electric car on a 5-day trip from Chicago to the Missouri border and back resulted in about a quarter of the carbon emissions as a traditional fuel-powered vehicle. The Montana Plan, the Transparent Election Initiative, I-194, is set to qualify for the November ballot after an all-volunteer campaign collected nearly 50,000 signatures from voters in all 56 Montana counties in just 13 weeks, far surpassing Montana's 30,000 signature statewide qualification threshold. The Montana Plan, I-194, is a proposed ballot initiative designed to stop corporate and dark money influence in elections. The measure draws a clear distinction between natural persons, real human beings, and artificial persons, such as corporations, that recently have been recognized by the government, most notably from the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Citizens United, which found that corporations are considered people for the purpose of contributing to elections, making political action committees funded by mysterious donors powerful in influencing elections through dark money or funding whose contributors are not known. To qualify for the ballot, the Montana Plan, I-194, had to both collect 30,121 verified signatures statewide and meet Montana's geographic distribution requirement by collecting signatures equal to at least 5% of the vote cast for governor in 34 state House of Representative districts. As of June 10th, the Montana Secretary of State had verified nearly 35,000 of the 37,000 signatures processed to date, already exceeding the statewide threshold. The Transparent Election Initiative would change how corporations can spend on elections in Montana, eliminating corporate and dark money influence in elections. Recently, similar efforts in Hawaii, Colorado, Pennsylvania, and other states have passed or been introduced in those state legislatures, seeking to correct the undue influence of Citizens United in campaign spending. Bozeman is planning the development of 3,000 acres in the northwest part of town, tied to a new sewer lift station and future annexation into the city of Bozeman. Residents can weigh in on the growth, the open space, and neighborhood character with several public open houses and a pop-up event scheduled at Gallatin High School and at the Bozeman Farmers Market this summer. The development is planned north of Durston Road and west of Harper Puckett Road. The urban planning is happening now because of infrastructure improvements for the area, with the city's plans to put in a sanitary sewer lift station near the intersection of Harper Puckett and East Valley Center Road. The sewer lift station is in the design phase and could be constructed in 2027. It would serve the 3,000-acre development, which is currently planned as primarily residential, with some mixed-use areas. The city will host multiple community events for the Northwest Bozeman Area Plan Project. An open house for the public is scheduled for Wednesday, July 8th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at Gallatin High School, 4455 Annie Street in Bozeman. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.